Maybe I was enticed to do it, I don't know, but I always picked up things that were not quite as saleable as the next one. Grapes that start getting old, like all the grapes I wanted. Now, of course we had candy in the old jars, unwrapped. And sometimes during the summer, some of the hard candies, I can remember the rock candies, would start looking bad. Well, Dad may just hand me a bag of it on my way to school. Get rid of it, give it to the kids at school. But as far as having a lot of candy myself, I can't remember that much of it. I said all the foods now, those days, cans, all the canned goods, now the labels are painted on the cans, but in those days you had paper labels. And of course no air conditioning, high humidity. And you had to be real careful in handling canned goods, because the labels would fall off. And many a time I'd ask Mother what we're having for dinner, and she says, I don't know, I'm opening these two cans over there. There's no thing, maybe a fruit salad, you know, you never get down. Of course, Mother got pretty good at determining what was in a can with the label off.
Why?
I don't know how she did it, but she knew the size of the cans and the weight and the sound of them. And she'd mark them what she thought they was. And believe it or not, most of the time she was right. Of course, you couldn't afford to sell it. Sell somebody a can of peas and it'd be sliced peaches. But this is what we had quite a bit of.
That's interesting. Any sort of interesting houses or sort of things you remembered around here? Different ways houses were built or?
No, I can't remember. I remember one, yes. On a corner, the eastern, southeastern corner of Camellia and Government. I had a very good friend that lived the second lot off the corner. And I used to always go over there and we'd play ball and fly model airplanes in his lot. And one day a man ran us off and they were gonna build a house there. And I can remember my dad saying, that house is not going to last. Just look at that green lumber they're using in it. And, I guess I was 6, 7, 8 years old. We'll say 40 years ago. And the house looks beautiful today. I can remember the lumber looked funny. And it was warping and everything else. But believe it or not, the house looks real well today. In fact, I think it's the government's got it now. It's some kind of, I don't know, community advancement or one of the Council on Aging or something.
Yeah. What sort of games did y'all play in town when you were a kid? Play ball or?
A lot of ball. A lot of softball. A lot of sandlot football.
Okay.
A lot of pickup games of softball.
Were there places that, you know, you could play, open spots all over the place?
Yes.
Out here?
Lots. Just a vacant lot. I know right, not next door, but across the street and down, there was a vacant lot between the Shannons and the Old Corners where a house wasn't built. Well, this was one area. Now, down on the corner, across from the telephone company on 15th Street, there was a tremendous lot. And it still is. I think it's a parking lot for that church now. But then we had, let's see, Asia Street School was condemned in, must have been 34 or 35. And it had a tremendous large playground. And the school was all boarded up. Of course, a bunch of kids found a way into it. So we used to hide in the school, and of course this was about 8 or 10 blocks from the house, but it was a tremendous playground, and the city did turn it into, they built a new school on that location, but we used to go over there, and that was where Oh, all our organized sports and everything. Now, interesting buildings. We had some of the old buildings from the old LSU days, when LSU was downtown.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was in Catholic High, which was on the corner of, right where North, where 4th Street crosses North now. There's the education building and the natural resources building on that location. But they had one of the old buildings from LSU, Peabody Hall.
Yeah.
And this is where we held band practice when I was in Catholic High Band.